How has your mental health been lately? Do you feel burdened or overwhelmed? What about your finances? Do you find yourself living from paycheck to paycheck and working more than one job? If so, I have a solution for you. Visit www.unwrapwellness.com and follow at Unwrap Wellness on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest to view content focused on the importance of putting yourself first as the key to unwrapping wellness. Plus, discover potential part or full-time career opportunities available and connect with the best financial experts to meet your financial goals. Again, visit www.unwrapwellness.com and follow at Unwrap Wellness on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest to connect and unwrap your wellness now.
Hi, I'm Nicole Ebanks. I'm the host of Soul and Substance, the podcast. I'm also a journalist and a blogger, and I'm going to carry you through conversation where we're going to talk about those in-depth topics, those topics we're all afraid to talk about. I can guarantee you transparency, honesty, and pure realness because the perspectives come from my own, celebrities, locals, and you especially. Soul and Substance starts right now. Unfortunately, we start off with bad news. Lisa Marie Presley is dead at 54. The daughter to famed rock and roll star, the late Elvis Presley, has died. A public memorial was held on Sunday, January 22nd at Graceland, the family's estate, which turned into a museum and a huge tourist attraction over the years. An autopsy report is still unknown. However, Lisa Marie Presley was rushed to the hospital a few weeks ago. Huge condolences go out to an entire family. Happy Lunar New Year, a very important holiday in China. Celebrations spread across South Korea and Vietnam and all over the U.S. This year marks the Year of the Rabbit. This yearly celebration was met with high anticipation, but instead was the backdrop to a mass shooting this year in California. Over the weekend, a gunman opened fire in a dance studio and killed 10 people, as well as injured 10 individuals just east of Los Angeles. The suspect is still at large and a motive is unknown at this time. Okay, Beehive or Beyonce fans, we all heard the good news, but just to let you know if you are living under a rock, the Grammy Award winner ended her four-year hiatus, headlining a performance over the weekend, as she performed during the unveiling of the new Atlantis Royal Resort in Dubai. Her daughter, Blue Ivy, who was 11 years old, joined her on stage to perform Brown Skin Girl. The hour-long set was a big fan favorite to so many. In other news, Danny Kane's Aubrey O'Day is expecting her first child. The mama-to-be was part of the Bad Boy Girl group with Don Richards and Dee Woods, and she became a reality sensation ever since. Congrats to the new mama-to-be, or the showstopper. For loyal fans, you know what I mean. And lastly, and certainly not least, Soul and Substance is celebrating its one-year anniversary on January 31st with its celebratory episode on January 30th. If you have any celebratory messages or just, you know, want to be a part of the party, feel free to send any messages to our email at soulandsubstance25@gmail.com. That's soulandsubstance25@gmail.com. It's going to be super special. Changes are happening all around us. And no, I'm not talking about from winter to spring, spring to summer, summer to fall. There are currently changes in our life that are out of our control. And I just feel like we're in a period of transition. Things are changing all around us, whether we like it or not. I know I don't like it. I'm having a pity party as we speak. And I'll go through the details, you know, very, very soon. But the changes are out of our control. We never saw them coming, whether they're good or they're bad. But I feel like the current changes that are happening are pushing me out of my comfort zone. As much as I pleaded with you guys to step out in your comfort zone and, you know, unlock those hidden talents and, you know, unlock those, what you're destined to have in your life, these changes and getting out of my comfort zone, I would have it another way. Let me be specific finally. Within both of my jobs, I'm experiencing new management, new scheduling changes, and new employee coworker shakeups. At one of my jobs, you know her very well, our dear sweet Sandy. Unfortunately, Sandy is leaving the job. And that's a whole nother story as, you know, how that came to be. But Sandy is no longer going to be my coworker, my ride or die. She truly has been there for me. She, you know, anyone who knows me personally knows I call her mom a coworker. She always looked out for me. And not only in this work sense, but life stuff. She always gave me advice, always gave me encouragement, support, love, caring, like, and always provided the laughs. Like, y'all met her, y'all know. So I'm really gonna miss her, and I don't like the fact that she's no longer gonna be my coworker anymore. I'm no longer gonna look forward to seeing her in the office. She was only there part-time, a few days out of the week, and yet still, she was the one reason why I, you know, looked forward to going to work. You know what I mean? Like, she, again, I loved being around her. And yes, we'll still talk on the phone, and, you know, there'll be times that we can, you know, most likely get together from time to time, but it won't be the same. It won't be the same in the office. So I'm definitely not happy about that. My other job, there has been a change there as well. You know, I am required to work every other Saturday. That comes with the part-time position. That's fine. But, you know, even working there, my employees, they were, again, too, supposed to work every other Saturday. And no, I'm not outing anybody out. But, you know, my coworkers aren't happy with that change, where now they are only required to work one Saturday per month, which is fine for those who have been doing it. But there are some employees that weren't working any Saturdays, and now they have to sacrifice one Saturday to work after these changes from our supervisor. So I'll get back to why I mentioned that whole Saturday schedule. Working at this part-time job, you know, I started off as a new phlebotomist. You know, any clinical experience that I had was because of school. And, you know, there's a safety net that you're in because you're a student, you know? You're not truly thrusted into this new normal, right? So as a new phlebotomist, you know, I didn't know what to expect. But one of my coworkers, she was truly an angel from the beginning. I won't name her. But she has truly been an angel. Like, she took me under her wing. I remember my first week, at some point during my first week, even if it was my second week, but very in the very, very, very beginning of me starting, she one day came to me and asked me, how do I tie a tourniquet? So I'm like, I didn't know we had pop quizzes, but, you know, I had showed her. She pulled me in an exam room and I showed her. She was like, exactly. She was like, I've been observing you, and I felt as though either she said you wasn't doing it right or it wasn't tight enough. And at that moment, she took the time to show me and had me practice it. And I never got offended. I was never upset, you guys. I wasn't. But I knew in that moment that she was my savior. Like, she was a godsend. She was going to look out for me. She was going to be one of those people that wanted to see me succeed. She was setting me up for longevity. you know, she didn't know my story, but she was like, if she's going to work here, we want to make sure that she's the best employer, or at least I'm going to make sure that she's the best. She's going to excel at this. And in many other ways, she's been my spiritual guide, spiritual inspiration. You know, we're both Scorpio sisters. So there's that. But I am bringing this up because, unfortunately, I have learned, she has told me that she is leaving. She won't be working with me anymore in our team. She'll be under our company, but in a different department. And I am taking it so hard. I have not gotten used to it. Although she gave me a date initially when she would, you know, be working at the new department, that date had changed. And, you know, there's another date that came along and that has passed. And every time there's an extension, I'm so happy. Even though I know there will be a day that very soon, the final date will be the date where she'll no longer work with me. And all of these changes at work has made me feel like, you know, I don't like them. You know, they're out of my control. There are reasons, and I won't tell why, but there are reasons why, like, these employees are leaving. I saw the writing on the wall, but so that it's happening now, I wanted time to prepare for it. You know, I didn't. If I had my way, this wouldn't have happened. And the fact that it is happening, I don't like it. I won't have my saving grace. I won't have someone to confide in at work. You know, if I mess up, you know, my part-time coworker, she was always there to help me navigate how to fix my wrongs, or she would truly take the fault. So there is that. But I am learning that through these new changes that I have to come up with a backup plan. I went into like, okay, how am I going to live life without these two people at my job? And I haven't truly figured out how, because these are changes out of our control. Like, you've had changes in your life, whether you quit a job and started a new one, or you got fired from a job, you didn't see that coming. Or you recently are experiencing a breakup, a divorce. You didn't know, you didn't see that coming. You know, even if the writing was on the wall, as soon as it came, you didn't see that coming. You know, suppose you are pregnant. You didn't plan to be pregnant now. You know, you and your spouse or boo, you guys didn't plan to have any children yet. And here it is, voila, you about to be mama. Or you about to be papa. These are all changes that now we have to navigate a new normal, and we don't know how to. I like to think about Nia Long, right? Here it is. Sis has been with her man, Ume, for about 13 years now. They share a son together. Of course, Nia Long has a son from a previous relationship, but still, they've established this family. They were engaged. You know, life was good. Until it wasn't. And she learned that he cheated on her with even a person from Boston Celtics. Like, that whole history in itself, like, she never saw it coming. Now it's a new process, a new mindset now that you have to deal with, okay, someone cheated on you, infidelity. But now, how do I navigate now that with our children in the mix, we live together, what do I do from here? And although now we learn that they're no longer together, she moved out the house that they were staying in together, she has to now still learn how to co-parent. You know what I mean? I don't believe necessarily that she is going to punish her son based off of what happened between her and her ex-fiance. She's gonna try her best to establish that, you know, father and son relationship. But still, it's like, this is a change that hurts. You know, she's out of her comfort zone of having that family union, having a man in the household 24/7, or how often he was in the house. But, you know, she never saw it coming. And changes, I just feel like now more than ever, everyone is going through a certain change. Whether it's, how can I say this? Like, okay, external changes. Not necessarily you being the one who initiated a change in your life, but there are things outside of our control that things are just happening. You know, like I, since the recording of this podcast, I have had two family members pass this year already. One of them, we saw his health was declining, but still, it was still a shock. And now, you know, that was my cousin, and you know, his family, his children have to now navigate towards a new normal. Again, it's all things that are shaking up the world that we live in. And how do we do that? Like, how do we now start to accept these changes, whether we, and we don't like them, let's be honest. How do we accept these changes and push forward? Like, we have goals, we have aspirations, we have good days ahead of us, but when things throw us off balance, how do we push forward? I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't even know. And I don't even know why these changes are happening. Like, it's just, it's funny to me. Like I said, it's not like because it's a new season where these changes are happening. You know what I mean? Like, it's just happenstance. It's just so happens to be now. I like to believe that, for me speaking, and I know for you guys as well, when changes are just happening back to back like this, there's a greater cause, whether it's for your benefit or for someone else. When I bring up my two coworkers leaving, I know for the part-time job, because I had this safety net, right? I'm not even there for a year yet at my job. But this coworker, I could always lean on for her. I felt like now that she's leaving, maybe I didn't push as hard as I could as an employee. Maybe I wasn't the best. I didn't, you know, be an overachiever, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like, she was always there, so I'm good. I don't gotta do the most. You know what I mean? Not to say I don't have the best work ethic, but knowing that she was there, yeah, like, again, she's a phenomenal hard worker. So again, and now I'm just there for a few hours. So I just felt like, okay, I had the safety net. And now that it's gone, I am forced to truly step forward and do things that seem scary at work, that seem like daunting. You know what I mean? And I feel like it is part of my growth. My other job with Miss Sandy leaving, with her leaving, also management is different. My supervisor, office manager, she has retired. And with that, the person that filled her position, you know, definitely knew who she was, and I believe that she's more than capable to take care of it. But I felt like within the work family, there is a disturbance. There's a difference. Like, could we truly function as a work family with this new relative in the mix? And not even a relative yet, you know what I mean? Like a new in-law. Like, how do we know this is truly gonna work out? And with Miss Sandy leaving, I was in a smaller office. Ever since I got here, I was in a smaller office, and it was a quaint space. Like, I was good. Like, you know, it was cute and it was quaint. It was my little space. I could close my door. Like, it was just in the corner. I was good. Any phone calls I wanted to sneak and do, I could do it in this short space. But with Miss Sandy leaving, and my boss was like, hey, look, you know, I'm changing around the office a bit. I want to invite you to take Miss Sandy's office. And then that alone was like, oh no, we're not going to replace her. Would mean we go keep this place as a shrine if we can. But you know, he was like, you know, you get a bigger office, okay, but then you get a window. And you know, he was planning on rearranging the office, and so making my previous office a archive site, you know. So as he's changing things within the office, I thought about it. I was like, if I predict, I'm not gonna be at this job for long. You know what I mean? This isn't the end all be all. As he's in the midst of changing things in the office, why not I get out of my comfort zone and out of my comfort space and go to Miss Sandy's office. You know what I mean? Let me take advantage of a bigger office and a window. You know what I mean? Sunlight's always good, vitamin D. Anywho, so I told him, yeah, let's do it. The following Tuesday, when I got back to my office, of course, it was a new normal that, you know, okay, fine. I'm taking it all in. I'm looking in the office. And I'm like, okay, this is it. And he's like, you know, talking me through everything and how, like, you know, there'll be more stuff that's coming out, but this is your space and, you know, you're going to like it, whatever. And I have my own closet, so I got to use everybody, the other closet that everyone used to put their coats in and everything. So it's my own little house. So I'm taking it all in, but still, I'm just like, I don't like this. And even this day, you know, this is the same week that we are introduced to our new office manager. So it's all of that. You know, I'm still ruffling my feathers and I don't like it. So as I am going through the day, and I was in a bit of a funk, and we're going to get to that in a later episode. Everything's a later episode, but I promise y'all, I'm going to get back to it. But in this office, I'm taking it all in, and I'm in a bit of a funk that day, and my hair is crazy. You know, again, I was in a funk, and my hair proved it. But this office manager, I knew that she did, like, hair for, you know, her children or whatever. So I just asked her and I was like, look, my hair is freshly washed. It's clean. Is it possible you can just put 2 cornrows in my head? And she's like, yeah, sure. Do you have any supplies? I was like, no. So she takes one of our like office supplies, parts my hair, and with her hands, she tries to make do. And then we're talking, you know, small talk, and she's asking me about my other job and all this other things. And we're also talking about my new office. She ends up doing my hair and it looks good for no supplies, no grease, no gel, no comb, no brush. You know what I mean? Phenomenal job. And even she was like, yo, bring your stuff tomorrow, we can do it over. And I'm like, I'm good. I'm very happy and satisfied. So we're looking through my office, you know, towards the end of the day, and she's like, we're thinking about like how things were changed within my new office, how we can arrange it even more. And we're thinking and we're plotting, and she makes a few mentions, and she was like, look, if we move this desk over here and then move this cabinet over here, that might be more appealing. So what we do, we're like, okay, I'm like, let's go ask supervisor. She was like, girl, don't underestimate the power of what women can do. I was like, you're right. So she's like, look, let's see if we can do this. We can just move this here and just do it together. And we do it. In a nutshell, she gives me an idea of how to like put up some of my frames in this new space and all of that. And y'all, it looks good. With her changes and her ideas, my new office started to become my new home. And my hair gave me the boost that I needed. And I told her the next day, and I was like, you know, I was in a funk yesterday when I first got here. But you even doing my hair truly boosted my morale. And she was like, really? So I was like, yes. So I wanted to say thank you. And even, you know, throughout the workday and we're doing other things and like ideas that she's giving the office and how we should manage new things, I was like, I like how she operate. Okay. I'm liking this. And, you know, I finally took her up on her offer towards the end of the week and I brought like my comb, my grease and all of that gel, and she redid my hair at an appropriate time. We're not just fooling around at work, y'all. Don't get that confused. But she does my hair even better. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, I'm glad this happened. You know, I miss my dear sweet Sandy, but I am coming to like this new office and this new office manager. Don't tell them I said it, but I don't want to jinx anything. But I am really liking the new changes. And I never would have thought that this, me getting my hair done with no supplies, would make me realize that. At my other job, me putting my foot forward or even thrusted with, after my, you know, end of the year evaluation with my supervisor last week, and she stepped forward and one of the areas at work, like registration, I was very intimidated to do. I felt like it was very intimidating, very difficult. But she stepped in and was like telling my coworkers, like, look, make sure Nicole does this throughout her shift tomorrow and please be there to help her. And that was the case. And that day and the next day towards the end of the week, like I was, you know, picking up speed and doing a lot better and feeling a little bit more comfortable. So although I'm going to miss my part-time coworker and mama coworker, so far things are shaping up for the better. And I can't help but to think that these changes were needed for growth. All the external changes that are happening that you can't control, don't even try now to try and control them. Don't even try now to fix the problem or, you know, make things like they once were. Like the pandemic, as much as disheartening it was and a lot of lives lost, there were businesses that were birthed because of that. There were ideas that were put to the test that were, you know, taken into consideration because of the pandemic. There were relationships that were born, you know, marriages, children that came from the pandemic. Had it not for those changes, that big change that we all experienced, who knows where we would have been even today. So any changes in your life, embrace them. That's just it. It's that difficult. Of course, it's painful. I'm not saying this now that, you know, any changes ahead that I'm not scary about, but trust and believe they are for our benefit. And we only gonna be greater. We good stuff now. We big talk, we big stuff now. We got a chip on our shoulder, but let these changes happen and just see how much more extraordinary you are. How many changes have you gone through recently, and how have you grown because of them? I love you and I mean it. Peace. Soul and Substance was produced by Nicole Ebanks. The Soul and Substance theme song was produced by Lawrence Ebanks. If you would like to ask for advice or leave comments, send an email to soulandsubstance25@gmail.com. For blog posts, visit soulandsub.wordpress.com and follow us on Instagram at soul.n.substance. That's soul.n.substance.